Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, let's bring in the fellows. This is just a special time to be a part of the Braille and the Dump Show, ladies and gentlemen, because you've got Joey D coming in the top left corner there. And of course, you have got Mikey V. Fellas, let's clap it up for the faithful out there. Let's clap it up for us out there. This is a brilliant, brilliant time. And of course, Mikey V coming in with a little have a day there too.
Perez sent me a cover for my driver, the new Perez line of club covers, and it is spectacular. And what was sitting on top of it? What a marketing ploy this is! I got to tell you that. Very nice, boys. Nice touch.
I want a little bit of what Perez has in the sense of Perez is very heady when it comes to doing stuff like that, like little gifts, sending things to people the right way, and kind of like the Smigsy thing with bringing over a bottle of wine. If you have somebody there, a guest comes on the show, you send them a have a day hat. I don't have that in me, and I want that in me.
Well, you have a nice shirt on, though. I like that shirt.
Oh, forest green.
Yeah.
It is a great color. I mean, Packers aside, that's what kills me about the Masters. That's the only thing is, like, for me to rock those colors, it's so against my, like, inner nature to do so because they're so similar to Packers colors.
Yeah.
It really is a torturous life to live.
I'm comfortable with those colors.
I know you're very comfortable, as you should be.
Do you believe that Aaron Rodgers is not a Jet yet? Have you ever seen something like this?
It's coming. You know what else was going to be coming, Mikey? With all due respect to you,
Odell Beckham.
What was going to happen was Odell Beckham was supposed to be a Jet as well, and I believe you on that. Well, here's
and
what
that
happened.
Didn't
I
get
the Jets changed to purple and black as their main color.
Do you believe this guy? He told me that that was a dumb deal.
It was a dumb deal.
What do you mean it is a dumb deal? The Ravens not going to the Jets.
The Ravens gave Odell Beckham a ludicrous contract.
Agreed.
$15 million guaranteed. The Jets did the right thing, Bob. You can't do that. They were outbid. And you know what? The Ravens, there's so much uncertainty there with Lamar. Forget about that. But I'll tell you this. This past Friday, Boomer Esiason did his radio show live Friday night at some place in Jersey City instead of doing it on the radio. And they had the Jets GM there. Okay. Joe Douglas was there on stage. Everybody was bombed. Okay. Getting fucked up. And they directly asked Joe Douglas, why is Aaron Rodgers not here yet? And he said, don't worry, he's coming. Now, for an NFL GM to outright say that, it's a matter of just semantics.
Yeah,
at
it's
going to
happen.
Aaron Rodgers will be a Jet.
You know what, man? Nothing could be normal with this franchise. As well as Aaron Rodgers. It's always got to be a big thing. Now, look, when he's in the shoulder pads, that'll be a great day.
You buy a jersey, Bob?
Not a jersey guy anymore, Joey D.
Because these guys, you buy a jersey, it's worthless in 2 years. They leave the team. If you buy a legacy player, like a guy who's retired with your team, you know you can't go wrong. Like, there's no chance he could screw you.
How many jerseys do you have, Mikey V?
Oh, I have a lot. But I got to tell you, I have a different one for every game. He's got foam fingers in his closet, too. Carpets, blankets, wardrobe.
He's got all the bobbleheads.
I was never a bobblehead guy, but obviously you see one right in the corner, but that's a legacy player. Jim McMahon won a Super Bowl, autographed the jersey for me. Great guy. You know, interact with him multiple times. Great guy. Urlacher, Butkus jerseys. That's a little bit Ditka jersey. That's a little bit different. Mike Singletary. Legacy players.
How many football jerseys in your lifetime have you owned?
I had a phase in middle school where I went 2 years straight of middle school wearing nothing but football jerseys. It was either Miami Hurricane. Yeah, dead serious. I'm talking, if you look at the yearbook at Randolph Middle School, 2005, 2006, you will see me wearing an Ed Reed and a Ray Lewis Miami Hurricanes jersey.
College jerseys are good purchases also because the player went there. That's never going to change.
Yeah.
College jersey is a great purchase. It is. It's a great purchase.
It was the Randolph Rams.
You can see that. Yeah.
Special time, man.
Was your janitor video?
No, that was a place called Morris Catholic High School. We were the janitors during the summer. And that's one of the best videos ever. Yeah, it's a great video.
We used to play Morris Catholic in basketball. I remember it very well.
I used to wear a cross just so that I could get the job when I first initially started.
What a fraud.
Yeah, that series, it paid good. It paid really good. Man, if you watch that video, I'm wearing a cross and I'm a Jew. When I went to my grandpa's house, I forgot to take the cross off. He was beside himself. Yeah, he really was.
That's like when Karen brings Henry Hill home to her mother, and she has to hide his cross behind the shirt. She goes, hide that cross, my mother will flip.
Yeah,
because my daughter tells me you're half Jewish. Just the good half.
Stop. The good half. It's really tough. You know, but Mikey, can I tell you what Joey D did to me this weekend? Okay. Yeah, and it's just it didn't irk me because he does this type of stuff and I've seen him do it before.
Mm-hmm.
Joey D's gambling etiquette might be some of the worst gambling etiquette you are ever gonna find.
Joe, didn't we have this conversation like a year and a half ago on the pod about gambling etiquette, how important it is?
What's fun with Joe is when you have a bet in with him, or even if he doesn't have your bet, he really roots for your bet. He really pulls for you. He makes it a lot of fun.
Yes.
But
yes,
I got fucking banged on UFC the other day. Okay. Oh. Shout out my dad, who I know is listening. He gave me every single, we couldn't win a fight.
A lot of people got banged on UFC. The judges were atrocious.
The judges were terrible. The only fight I won, I should not have won. It was amazing to me that I won the fight. But I tell Joe, I said, man, I text him. I said, I just got banged so bad on UFC. I said, I'm the worst gambler on the planet. I stink, throwing money down the drain. He responds, oh, no. And then sends a slip of his UFC parlay that just hit. To know that I got banged. And then to send that screenshot right after. I mean, Mikey, have you not seen Joey D pull these type of stunts, especially when it comes to gamblers out of camp?
Now, this is going to pit me against Joe. This is what you do. I see what
you're doing now. But
Joe knows he's smirking down there. I could see him smirking.
He's the worst. Lining up from a mile away, Mikey. This is what he does.
He's the worst.
He's the worst.
I'm going to come at Mikey for a whole nother reason right now.
Get it all.
Brooks Koepka this weekend.
You're right, Joey D. It is a little disrespectful.
There's a good goddamn reason why I was rooting for Brooks Koepka. Hold on a minute. I gave out my only subs Masters picks. Koepka came off the big win in the LIV tournament, won $4 million. He was one of the hotter golfers. He's 100% healthy now. And was Brooks Koepka, and he was my pick to win the tournament. Plus 4,000, I had this guy. Joe, if he would have won that tournament, I would have won thousands of dollars yesterday.
I get it, Mikey V, but he's not a guy you want to root for.
The pick is the pick. I don't want to root for the fucking Kansas City Chiefs either, but I bet them in the fucking Super Bowl. I don't want to root for them.
That's like betting the Russian guy against Rocky in Rocky IV.
I tell you what, Drago probably would have been a sharp player.
Like betting Ivan Drago. Nobody else is betting for that.
I tell you what, it did Brooks not was Brooks not okay this weekend? And I'm not
talking
about
his play. He just won $1 million something. He was back in the
I thought he was
again.
A gentleman. I thought he said all the right things at the press conferences. I think that if you rewind the clock, he would have stayed with PGA. Some of the comments he was making.
But
so, you know what?
But whose fault is that? I mean, come
it's
on.
His,
he
but
knew
he
what
wasn't
he was
healthy.
Doing.
Yeah, but Bob, you know what? Tough when you're staring down the barrel of $100 million guaranteed to sign a contract.
All I'm saying is that what you saw from the LIV guys over the weekend, Brooks Koepka and old Phil, you got to give old Phil a lot of credit.
I mean,
Mickelson and Spieth yesterday were incredible.
Phil Mickelson, I mean, me and Joe kept looking at the leaderboard. We kept saying, the fact that Phil Mickelson snuck his way into second was amazing, man.
He birdied like every hole yesterday.
You know,
he got seven under.
The sad thing with Mickelson is that he was always such a likable guy. I mean, everybody loved Phil and would be pulling for him. If you watch him now, he just kind of looks defeated. He doesn't. You could tell that this whole experience was so taxing on him, right or wrong. And he's like lost the like everybody loving him.
No, he was all smiles at the end of that round.
Of course.
We should have filmed it. He made that final birdie putt and he went up to his caddy and like tapped him on the back and was all smile. Like we were like, this guy's hit his fucking.
I mean, you know what? You know what? He good for him. Good for him.
Comes back after being the fucking the bad guy, basically, and comes tied for second. And by the way, not only that, Liv had three golfers in the top five.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
The only thing that I wonder, though, that I was saying to you yesterday, Joe, is like, don't get me wrong, definitely a win for Liv, but is that going to make people now all of a sudden tune in to Liv? Like, I don't think it's going to – it's a win for them, but at
I
the
don't
same
think
time,
so.
It's not going to translate.
It does, but it does show, like, a lot of people are like, you know, Liv, that it's not great golf and stuff. They can now say, listen, we came out, we played a tournament, one of the most – you know, highly anticipated tournaments of the year for the PGA, everyone and anybody who is a somebody.
It really is the best.
And they had three really out of the top five golfers. Patrick Reed was in that mix.
Mikey, were you talk to me about that Easter dinner. Were you able to lock into it? Seemed like you were pretty locked into the Masters.
Yeah, I had the phone, that Masters app, by the way. I appreciate the recommendation on that. I just had it streaming on the, I mean, it's ultra 4K the entire time. But I will say this though, in the morning, it was baffling Sunday morning because they weren't following Rahm and Koepka in the morning, which is a little weird as to why they were following, I don't know if they were following Cantley and I forget who else, but they were not following Rahm and Koepka in the morning. And everyone was like, all my friends were like, what the fuck are they doing? And then the Golf Channel's coverage was really bad at times too. Guys are golfing and they're in like that grand foyer in the clubhouse. And you're seeing these interviews with guys. And listen, I appreciate history as much as the next guy, but let's watch the guys who are actually playing on the course. That's what's interesting.
I think
there's
a situation with the rights. They couldn't get the footage, but that was tough.
Yeah.
It was live from the Masters on the PGA Golf on the Golf Channel. And they go there and it's like Mike Tribeco talking with two guys who are like fucking ancient. And it's like, I can handle 10 minutes of this, but at least pan back and forth to a shot every once in a while. It was tough.
CBS did a good job starting Sunday morning because they had it right from the tee time.
Saturday, Mikey.
I know, it was horrible.
On air for 15.
I get to my in-laws Saturday and I'm like, you know what? At least today I could just park it and watch Rahm and Koepka go back and forth. And of course they get whacked with that rain delay and I'm like, this is unbelievable. Because the weather in Jersey was beautiful on Saturday. I was furious.
Yeah. The advantage you had, Mikey, when they did the weather, that sucked, by the way. Saturday, you're gearing up for a full couch day, and all of a sudden, it just gets ripped right through. That's tough. And I will say, East Coast did not have to wake up nearly as early as the West Coast did to get the time. We had to pretty much wake up at 6 a.m. just to get that. So, tip of the cap.
Five, some of the golf.
Yeah, East Coast wins that one. Look, it's rare, but you got to give. I mean, that was big.
Tea times. Mikey V and Jersey Jerry.
Mikey B and the Don for a 6-8.
By the way, I gotta know, how was it, Mikey B? How did you play?
I played poorly. I mean, I played poorly. I mean, listen, I short game was good.
We did a little chip and putt competition, a little chip competition at the end, closest to the pin. And great. I actually took that down between me, Gone, Gas, and all four of us. So chip and short game, no problem. But I got to tell you, I hadn't swung in 2 weeks, and it was very, very evident. I could not get it going off the tee. I could not.
You know what I like that you guys did was just the nine holes. Because if you're with Jerry Don don't want to play 18 holes.
He did, Bob. He wanted to play 18.
Because usually Jerry, I would think, would want nine holes, and then that's good enough for him to get out of there.
In fact, we all wanted to do 18, which they would have done for us, but they had two. So my brother is the head groundskeeper at that course. He got us on that course first thing in the morning before anybody. And that's why we were there so early, because, you know, he got us on. We didn't, you know, it's a semi-private, but we didn't have to pay nothing. But he was like, you guys could play 18 if you want, as long as there's not like a big group behind you. There was 200 people booked for golf on Friday, because I guess Good Friday, too, a ton of people were off work. So it was booked. He was like, listen, guys, I can't get you through for another nine. But it was great, though. It really was as difficult as it was, as frustrating it was at times. It was real. The weather was beautiful. Sun was coming up, you know, teeing off. It was really, really, really something else. It really was. I really thoroughly enjoyed it. And I would imagine I'll enjoy it a little bit more when I become a little more serviceable at the game. But right now, it's a major work in progress.
Was he good to play with?
Good. Yeah, he kept up pace well. I mean, Dickie and Fu are, you know, they're good. Like, they're you know.
Yeah, look, they're good. Not everybody gets to experience, whether it's nine holes, 18 holes with Jerry Don. That's a luxury, man.
Me and Jerry in the cart together was really terrific.
Some of that on film, that would have been gold.
We went live a couple times, but I got to tell you, we were kind of like so in the moment, I think. It was like a little like, I don't know.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right, fellas, let's go ahead. Let's get into our buy or sell segment. Of the week. What did you see of the week that you liked? What did you see of the week that you did not like? We can go ahead, and who wants to start here? Any takers?
Yeah, I'll start.
Sure, Mikey.
I'm going to sell. We talked about it before. It's my sell for the week. I'm selling the UFC judges. This is not the first time what happened Saturday has happened in the past. I've been on the good end of it gambling. This weekend, I was on the bad end.
You and me both, Michael.
There is no rhyme or reason to these decisions by these judges. None. These three-round fights, this underdog female, I forget her last name.
Waterman Gomez.
She clearly won that fucking fight, man. Like, she clearly won that fight. And again, I've been on the opposite side where it's to my benefit. And, of course, I take it and run with it and say, oh, no, it was the right decision. When I know, really, it wasn't. I don't know where they get these judges. I don't know what the prerequisites to become a UFC judge are, or if there's any kind of consistency with that. They're too big of a company. They're too major of a company now, too legitimate of a sport now, mainstream, to have issue like this. It's no good. It's not good for the sport. Everybody and their mother complains about it. Twitter went fucking crazy Saturday night complaining about the judges. And like I said, this is not an isolated incident. This is not an outlier. This is becoming the common theme for how these split decision fights are getting called. And it just cannot happen, because it's going to happen with a major fight eventually, like a championship level fight. It's going to be a fucking problem. So UFC has got to get that fixed. Get it ironed out. Do something. Fix it. The judges are bad.
The only thing that I think, and I agree, the only thing I really don't like with the UFC is when it comes to these scorecards, when it comes to decision, you never really know. And I think there's other rules in it. And like, I get like takedowns or strikes landed, like stuff like that.
That's fine.
I know there's some stuff that goes into it, but you usually should have some sort of an idea of where the fight's going to be or who's going to win. And I really, when it comes to the decision time, you don't know who's going to win.
You don't know.
The other day, whoever I had, I can promise you the other person was going to win. Just an absolute bloodbath. Good sell there, Mikey V. I'm going to go ahead, if you don't mind, Joey D, and I'm going to buy. Look, it didn't end up well for him, but swagger and the confidence to come in the way that he did. This Sam Bennett, the amateur who played in the Masters this week, was really cool. Fucking fun. And I know he faded off in the end. I get that. The swag that he had coming out of there. Even you see where he put like he was packing the Zen, and like he just was so comfortable. He was so confident that it was unbelievable. And it was so much fun to watch The thing that makes me sick, which I guess would be a sell, I get that he's an amateur, but the fact that this kid played in the Masters and finished where he did and was that entertainment and brought that many viewers, made it that much fun. The fact that he didn't get paid is crazy, man. It is crazy.
But you know it's going to happen now. He's going to get NIL deals. He'll get sponsored. He's going to get a boatload of sponsors now. He'll make his money, bud.
He doesn't. I don't think it goes to anybody. It just, he doesn't get a purse. He just doesn't get.
Well, because they
70 grand that should have gone to somebody.
They always have X amount of amateurs in the Masters, right? Is it the same amount every year? I don't know.
Yeah,
but they always have. I think it is, and then they win a trophy for highest amateur finish. I think they give you a trophy for highest. But I agree, Bob. Make money.
These kids earn the right to be playing. Obviously, they won whatever they had to win, qualifiers that they had to win to get it. For the kid not to be kidding, like you said, Mikey, with NILs already happening and all that.
No, let's say the impossible happened and this kid actually ended up winning. Are you to tell me that all he would got out of it was the trophy and the fucking $250 green jacket?
Oh, crazy. That's it.
Yeah, $3.5 million. He's not going to get it. Like, that's so outrageous.
I think it's so fucked up. And look, there might be something a part of it that I don't know. But I mean,
because you got to earn your tour card, Bob. That's
That's definitely what it is. But I'm saying
it's an exemption. It's like a one off. So you get to play in the tournament, but you're not. It'd be like working for a company and then being the highest. Like salesman for like Jaguar, if you're not working for Jaguar, I don't know where I'm going.
I have no idea. But we were gonna let you run with it, but that's perfectly fine. Land that plane, though, Joey. Land the plane.
I was trying to go somewhere, and it kind of landed short.
I think if you asked him, though, he's the type of kid that, like, obviously, they interviewed him in the room with Rom at the end of the tournament. It was Rom, Scotty, and him in the room at the end when the tournament had ended. So, I mean, they were pumping him up, and I think he was saying all the right things. I think if you asked him, he would probably say, I don't care about the money. I'm so glad that I was there.
Folks, our next sponsor is a sponsor that I just so happen to use and take every single day, a product that I use and take every single day, Athletic Greens. You cannot go wrong when you're taking Athletic Greens. I wanted better mental health, physical health, gut health, and that is exactly what Athletic Greens does. You cannot go wrong when you go Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. You can't go wrong. It starts your day right. I do it. I take one scoop of the Athletic Greens, down it with the water, and I am good to go. Mentally, I feel great. Physically, I feel great. After a workout, I use it, and it is absolutely terrific. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/dumb. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Do it with Athletic Greens. You can't go wrong. And now we head on over to Joey Goldguts. Buy or sell?
I'm going to buy. We mentioned it earlier. I'm going to buy the Masters app. There's nothing else in the realm of golf that is as good as this thing. And it's just I can't understand why, like, the U.S. Open or the Open or any of these other majors, why they don't do it. It's so good. You can watch the leaderboard. You can highlight the guys you have money on or that you're watching. It's so well done, and it allows you to watch, like, wherever you are at any time. You can follow along. That app is undefeated. The problem is once the tournament's done, you just delete the app and you wait till next year to re-download it. So, like, that's the problem. But, I mean, the app is unbelievable, no?
Well, yeah, we talked about that. We talked about this last week. We talked about this word for word last week.
We talked about it last week.
You didn't buy it technically, but
you sold me on it last week. That's why I fucking downloaded it, because I was listening to you last week.
Take a mulligan on that buy and give me something else, Joe. Joey D, we have got to wake up over here now, man. I mean, come on, man.
I'm trying here, Bob. I mean, I didn't know that we bought it last week. I didn't hear anybody buy it last week.
You know what, Mikey, you know what you said on Twitter? I looked at it in the morning. I said, what a jerk off. I said, what does he mean by that? Maybe. Somebody, I had the video of Joe betting on Jon Rahm to cry. And people were mentioning setup and how there's a different setup and good setup, but people were busting my balls about the wires under the TV.
I thought it was appropriate.
Well, no, I thought it was appropriate. But Mikey goes, somebody's like, you know, do you believe Bob with these wires under his TV? And he goes, no, I don't. Mikey responds to it. And he goes, I don't think it's as crazy as you think. It describes his personality. And then you look at the wires.
I said it's akin to Bob's personality.
I wouldn't say disheveled.
What does that mean? I wouldn't say disheveled, but I would say Bob has a great presentation, but underneath the presentation, there's a lot of chaos going on, and I think that's perfectly encapsulated in the beautiful media setup he has in his living room. Wow, but then at the bottom, when you look, there's a little bit of chaos to it. I think that's not a shot.
You're saying from the outside everything looks well put together, but if you dig deeper, very well put together.
No, there's just a little chaos behind it. Is your life not chaotic, Bob? Is it not?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, there it is. That's what I'm saying.
But does that chaotic
doesn't necessarily mean bad. It's just that, you know, you see something. And you see all the greatness, right? You see the, you know, the Bob does sports. You see the brilliantly dumb show. I'm not backpedaling on anything. You see all that, but then behind all that, Bob, you know, he's got to keep up with the schedule, which we know sometimes is difficult for Bob. He has to keep up with remembering things, which we all know his memory is not necessarily the greatest.
Goldfish comment.
So all I'm saying is, by the way, the TV setup, I saw Joe in front of the TV. Looks fantastic. I didn't even notice the wires until this psycho put it on Twitter and circled it. I said, you know what, that kind of works for Bob because the presentation is great, but then there's a little something there that it's like, you know what, that should be addressed but probably won't be. That's fine.
I'll tell you what was chaotic, Bob. That's a compliment, man. It's definitely not an insult, Bob.
Oh, come on.
You know what was chaotic, Bob? Watching Mikey V drip sweat on a rollback ad.
Wait, what?
You know what was chaotic was Mikey V dripping sweat on a rollback ad.
Let me tell you something, man. I did an hour on the stairs.
I did an hour on the stairs
because this weekend was a rough weekend. I did not work out at all this weekend. So today I was like, you're not going to get to lift weights today. You don't deserve it. The only thing you're getting is like a torture session on the stairs. So that's what I did. But that hat, like, it absorbs so much of the sweat that it was literally dripping sweat off the brim. It was disgusting. Even I was disgusted. I was like, this is truly nasty looking, but you know what? Shout out Roback. Great job. 50% off link in bio.
Well, I don't know how you do. Like I've told you before, I can't think of a harder, just worse, just mental torture workout than going on that Stairmaster for an hour. I think the treadmill's tough, but the treadmill, you know, is one thing. You do an hour on that Stairmaster, that'll make you question a whole lot that you got going on. You know what I mean?
Treadmill, those are tough too.
High incline is tough. Something about that Stairmaster though, man. I mean, just one thing after another. It's just the same thing.
Something about the fact that everyone hates the Stairmaster makes me love it.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. I can give you that. I think that's fair enough. Now,
I don't know why.
Dave Thomas update, by the way, those biggie bags that he sent us, the Wendy's sent us.
I have to open mine. I don't have room in my apartment for mine yet.
Joe's apartment is like a FedEx, Mikey B. You got to see. He's got like a shipping and receiving department. You got to open the package. I will open it.
I have Raina coming this. Bob, you know Raina gets upset if it's not tidy. And I had to remove all the boxes because otherwise Reyna would not be thrilled.
The so what?
Now that Reyna's
you gotta remove the what?
The boxes.
How did you get Reyna for the 6 p.m. slot, by the way? She never comes that late.
I tip her well.
Oh, would you stop? Man, would you stop, man? That's the most ridiculous
you know what?
Thing.
Plus, I'm going to give her like 4 cases of Corona, which she doesn't know yet. Her husband likes Corona. I got all this Corona sitting around. I haven't drank any of it. It's got to be put to good use. Shout out Corona. We love you. But somebody's got to drink it.
Randomly.
I tell you what we got to do is open that fucking biggie.
You got to open the package, Joey D.
I'll open it tomorrow.
We're fighting. We're scratching and clawing for this Wendy's sponsorship.
But
man.
The problem here's my problem. I want to actually use the bag. It's so nice. But because of the Callaway thing, I can't use the bag.
Nah. So make the bag is a nice you put it in a nice spot in the house as a conversational piece. It's beautiful. You put it out on display.
Yes,
it's beautiful. It's nicer than a lot of
Have
people's
you seen
couches.
How small my apartment is? Well, it's gonna be like you walk in, the first thing you're gonna see is a giant biggie bag.
That's not necessarily a bad thing. It really isn't.
Now, I tell you
Could
what,
be
I
a
would.
Centerpiece at someone's wedding.
I tell you what I would do, Mikey B. If we got the gold card, I would put that in a plaque and I'd put it right behind me.
No, you wouldn't. You keep that sucker right in your wallet.
We ain't getting
what that. What do you get with the gold card?
Free Wendy's for life. Joey Unlimited D. Wendy's for
Unlimited.
Life.
That's a problem for me. That's a problem for me.
Unlimited. I would love me that thing, man.
Me too, man.
I really
but you know what? We don't need that. We don't need that, Wendy. We don't need that if you're listening.
Let's just mic me. I mean, maybe. No. We want to put it out.
I mean, eventually we would love it, but first things first.
We want the biggie bag. We want that biggie bag.
We do.
You're going to go on Mikey V's apartment in 3 months. He's going to like have a holographic image of Dave Thomas, a biggie bag, a gold card.
I'll have a framed Dave Thomas jersey signed by Dave Thomas in the cave.
I'm telling you, if I was starting a business and I had to, you know, allocate certain dollars where we're going to put it, whatever Mikey's price was, I would have him sign a board, whatever it takes. Cause that you man that? Is going to run through a wall for whatever friends. Now, with that being said though, and I keep saying that we're going to do it, and we keep forgetting to do it. We absolutely have to do the KFC sandwich review.
Oh, the double down.
The double down, man. It's just amazing to me that this franchise can't figure it out, man.
I'm going to pan that sandwich, man.
No, there's no way you would eat that thing, Joey D, just on a whim.
I did one years and years and years ago when they came out. And it was, I mean, I still remember. I was in a coma by the time I finished it.
You know what the thing about that sandwich
is? Were your
hands
all greasy?
A little bit.
The thing about that sandwich
is I held it with a napkin.
I just feel like it's so insulting to America, that sandwich. I really do, because, like, people already think of us as, like, the slovenly, like, you know, obese country. And for us to just go ahead and flaunt a release of a double fried chicken bun sandwich like that, it's like... Yeah, you're right. And you know what? Fuck you on top of it. Like, it's just too much. It's unnecessary. I mean, listen, Bob, you want me to eat the sandwich? I'll eat it in under a minute. Probably I'll finish it.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's going to be a high kill.
I consumed $100 of Wendy's inside of an episode, Joe. $100 worth.
One of my favorite things is just when we just send Mikey V food to review, like regardless of what it is, any new like fast food items, you just send it to Nelly.
We have an episode, we don't tell him anything, and there's just like kebabs and pizza and like fucking shish kebab and all sorts of shit.
It's one of my favorite things.
And one day I must have ate like 6 spicy chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, he ate a lot.
Yeah, I will tell you, I do want to really start, and I've really tried to stick to that recently, and I told myself that I'll never do it again, is doing ads for something that you actually don't really, like, believe in or want to do it for. I'm that's my new thing, just to be done with. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I've had an ad out there
now
before.
By the way.
Yeah, but not recently anything.
Bobby
now.
Boy, now half a million on Instagram.
Thank you, Joey D.
I appreciate that.
Thank you, boys.
That's a real nice touch.
That's
Joey
a big
D.
number.
Really,
that's a big
you can pick and choose now who you want to work with, Bob. You're big enough at this point.
I agree with that, though, Bob. I do agree with that. There comes a point where, like, crazy yes, Joe?
I can't.
I just for the listeners who aren't watching on YouTube, Joe just raised his hand like my son would in pre-K class.
Dude, this guy.
Go ahead, Joe.
I
didn't mean to go at Bob there. I will say this. Bob is, to his credit, one of the best at doing ads.
Oh, he's a pitch man. He's a pitch man.
Because he'll go into like the mirror or he'll do like one takes and it's so dumb, but it's so fucking funny. And like, it just works. It's like a one take wonder. Like he is one of the goats.
He is a one take wonder. He is a one take.
It's unbelievable. I will give credit where credit is due.
If I was to open a foreign luxury car lot where I was going to sell like Lamborghinis, Bob would be head of my sales.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
He 100% would be. And I could just picture him.
Bobby
out there
Bugatti.
Now. Yeah, Bobby Bugatti. That's great. I love that. Bobby Bugatti. And I could see him pitching it to a family now. It would just be unbelievable. It would just
imagine me pitching like a Bugatti to a family of six.
Well, I tell you what, if you don't want to, but you can't fit the kids with you, you just leave them at home. It's not a problem. You just leave
them yourself. Alone time. That's fine.
It'll work out one way or another. Put them on a tow sheet on the back there. It's fine.
Yeah. Fellas, another thing that I do want to say, Mikey messaged me yesterday, and he's so right about it, is, you know, Joe, there's been times where we know, like, where it's time where we haven't seen Mikey V in a long enough time to where, like, we know that it's time to make a trip east. It's time to, whether it's a Yankee game. June, but that event is not confirmed from the call that I got today, so we just need something.
Oh, I thought the June Audi Club whole thing was looking very promising.
Oh, June for the Audi Club would be nice. I think it's time to go see Yankees Red Sox. We got to figure something out. We got to get something.
I think this year, let's watch a game where they play somebody who's actually half decent.
And then another thing, I mean, look, Mikey's been busting my balls for it, and he continues, and he has a right to, because you know what? The audio coming from me, and for people wondering why I don't have a mic, I do have a mic. I have a mic plugged in here. The audio is really, really bad. The studio is coming at the end of the month. They're coming to set up the studio. Everything's been set up. But what Mikey does, and there's no other way. Mikey does it all the time where I texted you guys in the group chat and I said, you know, studio's getting set up end of the month. Like, here we go, boys. Mikey responds, LOL. Just LOL. And there's no other way to say fuck you to somebody in 2023 than just doing LOL. And he does that a lot. He does it a lot. Joe, does he not do the LOL a lot? And
he knows it'll get
works.
A rise out of you, Bob, and it does.
It works. It works. Dude, now you're a great texter, so I'm not bashing you, but with the LOL, it comes off as condescending because he doesn't actually think that I'm going to get this studio done. So he knew by the LOL that he's throwing a shot.
You may get the studio. You may very well get the studio done.
What he does do is when you actually catch him on it, then he'll respond, I was just tucking Dominic into bed.
I mean, I was. I was just cutting carrots
for Dominic.
I'm always doing stuff for my kids, Joe.
It's always
father of the century.
He's got Dom in one hand and he's typing LOL on the other.
That's happened.
Do you agree with me, Mikey? Do you know the LOL thing? Like, do you see why the LOL thing would get under my skin?
I mean, I suppose. I think you're looking into it a lot, though. I mean, it's not that
Bob,
serious.
By the way, the sounds of it, this studio is going to be epic.
Oh, it's going to be something else. That's a big write-off. That's a big write-off.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, I'm about to get like a new chair and a new desk because this is my setup is quite frankly, it's not acceptable at this point. And if you can write it off, you write it off because this is my back hurts. This is not right.
I think you definitely come out the best though, Mikey B. Something about the desktop, man. The desktops get slept on to where desktops are
still
great.
On my new computer, dude. I'm so pissed.
I thought you already bought the computer.
I did. I forgot the password.
He's locked out of his new computer. He's locked out completely. This has been a whole thing. We had to deal with it on the Sportsman podcast for 2 weeks now. The first week it was doing an update. He couldn't get the update to run. The second week he forgot the fucking password already. And what kind of a sociopath makes the password something that they haven't used before? I understand security concerns.
I think it's
the
computer's fault. I don't know.
It's the computer's fault.
Because I don't ever change my passwords. I only have like one or two.
I know what both of your passwords could be.
Well, he knows one of them. He knows, Bob, that's as sick as he is. He knows probably...
Bob's an evil motherfucker.
Bob can unlock my screen.
He really is.
I could definitely unlock your screen.
He's texting you the password right now.
He's a sick fuck. So, anyways, I had a thing for the Geek Squad to go in this weekend on Friday. They were going to help eradicate the password problem and then download all the data from my old MacBook to my new one. But there was an active shooter across the street. When I went by, and oh, it's close. You know, now, Bob, that's well, it's a variation.
Did you try that one?
I did.
Okay.
How do you know this shit?
Fair enough. Couldn't you see Cutsy? Like, if I had to guess, if there's anybody's past,
bend it like Cutsy, 1987. Is that it, Joe?
No, it's not.
Couldn't you just see Cutsy's like passwords being the most simple thing, like Cutsy 2023?
My dad said on my old password for my original MacBook, and it's Joseph DeMar 1986. I'm like, what are we doing here?
If you could rattle off two more possible passwords that Cutsy could have on his laptop,
What was the theme, Joe? It had to
just don't even do the theme.
But just like the most basic Cutsy passwords, like today, 2023.
I could see like Canadian Pride 123.
Yeah.
I could see like hockey lover, lover spelt like LUVER instead of the regular hockey lover.
You know what my original Hotmail account was, Bob? What? You remember I told you this. It was puckstopper86@hotmail.com.
There it is.
Did you try puckstopper86?
No, it's not. It's confirmed not puckstopper.
Well, you never know. I've never heard of that happening. And the fact that he had to call the entire Geek Squad.
I set up for the Best Buy, and I had to go to the Geek Squad and set it up.
He called the Geek Squad. They came in a van to come figure out his password.
I went to Best Buy to bring it in, and there was an active shooter. Across the street, the whole store was closed. I couldn't go in.
Well, hopefully, I mean, let's not blame
Bob's old neighborhood.
He's now,
still
there. Joe,
he's
I thought
still
this,
there.
Isn't this
he's
an
still
Apple
going
product?
Around.
It's
I
an
got
Apple
the ring.
Product. Yeah,
I got the ring. I got the ring app. Does the community features? It's
oh,
terrific.
That's terrific. You would like that. I was thinking of starting like a Twitter account just to do ring neighborhood alerts because of them are so fucking hysterical.
Did you just hear that? Ring? Gunshots. Oh, no, wait. Just firecrackers.
You know those ring cams that like
Fox loose in my yard?
I thought it was this like crazy elaborate setup for the ring cam. It is so easy and they're so much fun. My place looks like Fort Knox. I got a camera all around the perimeter. It's so much. We lost Joey D. We have lost Joey D. He's back. He's got the dog. I'm telling you right now, it is so much damn fun. I can't stop.
It is. It's great. And Joe, if it's an Apple product, why are we not bringing this to the Genius Bar? And what are you feeding that dog?
This is like a little bone thing I got for him.
Looks like a donut.
It does. It looks like a, you know what it looks like, Bob? It looks like a churro. Looks like a churro.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It looks so much like that dog.
He's a Bowser. 100%.
Yeah, so much like that. By the way,
Joe, why didn't you go to the Genius Bar if it's an Apple product?
I bought it at Best Buy because it was like
There's your first problem.
$200 off.
So what, Joe? It's a write-off.
Mikey V, I went to Apple and the guy at Apple was like he told me he's like, you're better off going to Best Buy and buying it there because it's on sale.
Yeah, but now you're out of Apple's hands. Once you're out of Apple's hands, now you got to worry about these non-Apple people with Apple products.
Apple
I don't like that.
Worry about that dongly thing that they're making me buy. They're already
the dongle, dongle my balls. Put it on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Okay.
Put it on a t-shirt. Good reception on that line.
All right,
very
fellas. I think it's time we head on over to our top five, ladies and gentlemen. Today's top five, we went back and forth about it a little bit on how we're going to work it. Today's top five is going to be top five omelet toppings. Now, we all agreed that cheese would have been one, so we mutually agreed that we are not going to do cheese because we all know cheese would be number one. Mikey mentioned, which is very fair, by the way, do we do like Western omelet and Spanish omelet and stuff? Yeah. I think that adds too much, and I don't think that's fair to take it for the graphic. I almost just think omelet toppings, piece by piece, individual. Yep. Mikey, do you see any issue with that? And then we'll have
the
you
only
start
thing
us
I'd like to, I'd like to make a motion on the floor, and if someone could second it, and then we'd have a majority vote. I would like to play pepper and onion together as opposed to separate. I think pepper and onion should be able to go together. That's just my opinion.
I don't know about
okay, it's a double no, then it's done. No
yeah,
problem.
The board declined. I can't
no problem. That's fine. That's
now,
fine.
I will say I don't get really peppers in my omelet without getting onions in my omelet. So I see
no,
where
you're fucking
going.
Sure right you don't. That's fine. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay. Mikey, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
I'm fucking finished now. okay.
By the way,
I'll go.
Dominated that top five last week.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
I can't believe that.
Tell
I
you what, though, a lot of people
Mikey.
Came to the defense of Arnold Palmer. A lot of
well,
people.
Of course. But Mikey, the thing that they don't. That
I missed on Bubba Watson. It was one miss.
But
by
you
the
know
way,
nothing
Bubba.
About Arnold Palmer.
I know,
saw...
I know a lot
you
about Arnold
Palmer. No, you don't know it.
Yes, I do.
You...
Have you yes, ever I gone do. In the archives and watched him play?
Yeah, 100%. He was a great player. Great, great swing.
Maybe one tournament that he won.
He won the Open, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
67. Yeah. You don't remember that. You're a little
no,
young.
I wasn't alive.
Right, you're a little young for that. Okay. All right, number five. Okay, so I'm going with a vegetable at number five because I think a vegetable has to be played at some point. Spinach. Spinach is an item that I will throw in pretty much any omelet. It was between spinach and broccoli, but spinach is a lot more forgiving on the stomach, I feel like, at the end yeah. of the day. So I usually typically give the nod to spinach at five. Four, I'm going to go mushrooms. And I've had omelets with portobello mushrooms in them. And if anyone knows mushrooms, portobello mushrooms, like biting into like a steak almost, if they're
yeah,
done
they're,
correctly.
They're very meaty.
Yeah, they're very good. Give me mushrooms. Doesn't necessarily have to be portobello, just mushrooms at four. Three, since I can't do peppers and onions, I'll go onions over peppers because I think onion, the flavor really works well with cheese and a meat and the eggs on a piece of toast. Can't miss on that. Onions at three. Now we're going back-to-back meats for two and one. We're going back-to-back meats. Two, bacon. Chopped up bacon in an omelet. Really, really nice. Really well played. I like a bacon and Swiss or bacon and cheddar is really nice. And then number one has to be ham. I think ham is like the number one meat for the omelet. You know, ham and cheese omelet, ham, diced onion, mushroom, pepper jack. And again, the toast really ties it all together, but that's it. Ham one, bacon two, onions three, mushrooms four, spinach five.
Joey, did you have any issue with that list?
No, I think it's pretty solid. What I do respect is he didn't go all protein. He went vegetables in there. It's easy to kind of get carried away with the proteins, but I think having a couple of vegetables is that's a heady play. I have no issue.
There's one that I thought we all would have, and I guess as it turns out, I'm going to take some heat for this. There's one that I got in there that I think is
a
just
meat?
Not a meat.
Okay.
Not a meat. Why were you thinking sausage? Because. Because sausage,
no, I was going back and forth on sausage, and then I'll tell you another meat that I always get in omelets a lot is chicken. I get protein
really?
Omelets a lot. Protein omelets
it's
are
a
like
big
a big
thing. Yeah.
Protein omelet, and they do like a feta cheese, chicken, spinach.
Feta
and like,
cheese is phenomenal.
And it's delicious. It's delicious in an egg white omelet. But chicken, if you're talking regular traditional omelet, I don't think chicken can crack
no.
the list. And Bob, I agree with you. Sausage, I was teetering on. It can't trump bacon or ham, so
right.
that's where. Right.
Yeah. Another thing that I'm going to throw in there that really is not bad. It's a healthier option for you. It's really not bad, and I don't have it in mind. Turkey bacon is no joke.
Turkey bacon.
Too, to where
yeah,
I have no
you know
issue.
What? Turkey
but
bacon.
Really?
Very salty though. Turkey bacon tends to be a little salty.
Okay. I'm going to dive in. I have some similar as you, Mikey V, but my ringer is the one that I think I might take shit for, but I love it. Number five, I got spinach as well. So give me spinach in the five hole. That is my number one, one of my top vegetables to go in the omelet. It's almost a guarantee for me. And I actually do my omelets egg whites. I'm just going to throw that out there as well. I'm an egg white type guy. But four, I got ham. Give me ham at four, I think is a no-brainer. Western omelet, that's the base of the Western omelet. Three, give me peppers. Mikey B, I didn't have onions in there. It'll probably be my honorable mention. I'm taking the pepper over the onions single time. Don't matter. I'll take them any way I can. I would probably prefer
bell pepper. Do a red or a green bell pepper?
To be honest with you, Joe, I don't mind. If I gun to my head, I would say red. But I don't mind the green pepper at all, really, to be honest. Right. So I got peppers at three. Number two, this is my ringer. And I might take shit for it, but give me avocado at two.
I knew it was going to be avocado.
I figured it was going to be avocado. When they slice those things on top of the omelet, I sent you a picture of the omelet I had the other day, Mikey.
Looked like a good omelet, yeah. I'm just not an avocado guy, but yeah, it looked good.
Yeah, I think the avocado's amazing on there. So I got avocado at two. And then I got bacon at one. I think bacon at one is an absolute no-brainer. And now I'm interested to see Joey D. What's Joey D got for us?
Number five, I'm going to go with a little toss-up. I'm going to go smoked salmon at number five. I do like smoked salmon. Why are we laughing?
No. Why am I not allowed to laugh on this show? I want to know.
I'm not.
Good for you, Mikey, because you're right. I think you're right.
The way you say it is funny to me because I find you funny, Joe. Not like a clown, like you're here to amuse me, but
all right, number five is the smoked salmon play, okay?
That's a nod to Canada, is it not? Nova Scotia salmon?
It is, yes.
Right.
And okay. Number four, I'm going to go jalapenos. I love
Joe, these are bold plays, but I tell you what, if it's Joe's favorite, that's fair.
You don't like jalapenos in your
office? I've been going out to breakfast with you for a long time. And never once have I ever seen you put jalapenos.
Have you ever seen me order an omelet bar?
With an omelet bar?
Like where you get to make your own omelet. Have you ever done that?
Oh, I don't remember. Okay, no, fair. It's wild. It's wild.
So you're saying when you guys sit down at Factor's Deli on NFL never. Sunday,
normally it's like
his go-to isn't the salmon jalapeno omelet? I love you,
this
bro.
This is why we play, though, Joey D. Let's clap it up for Joey D here this afternoon, man.
Sometimes your top fives are so good that you know this is going to resonate with the audience. You know
this
that.
Is crazy.
It's going to resonate, Joe. People are going to love it. Go. Keep going. Five, jalapenos four.
Go. Number three, I've got avocado, okay? Sliced and avocado on top of it. Number two, I'm going with ham because I think that ham is very versatile. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm not a normal ham guy. Like, if I were to order a sandwich, I'm not ordering a ham sandwich or even ordering ham like cold cuts. But with the omelet, I think it changes the whole play. And ham is very versatile in an omelet. It goes with everything.
I agree.
And then number one, I have bacon because I think bacon is great. Bacon is just – I think if you could only like pick so many foods in the world, like bacon has to be up there. It is the most versatile.
Bacon may be a top five food overall.
You can do so much.
Could be argued for.
Have you ever had candied bacon?
Oh, delicious!
Oh,
How about at the steakhouses? The thick slab cut bacon.
Man, I mean, you could do so much. We went to the steakhouses, Bob. Remember, we had the Newski, the thick bacon where. It's unbelievable. Or you could do, I mean, it's just so good. I think
where did we get that, Joey Day? Was Mastro's?
They have that thick cut bacon that Mikey V's talking about, and it's so fucking good. They have that at
Frankie and Johnny's.
Like a maple.
I don't know if we had it that night, but they definitely have it.
Oh no, we sure did.
Oh, okay. Sure
did. I guess I'm getting body bagged for the top five. I didn't think jalapeno. I think smoked salmon is like kind of like not everybody does it, but like Bob, I thought you'd appreciate it. You're a big smoked salmon guy.
I am, but not in my omelets. I'm just being honest.
The funniest part.
It's bear down. Bear down.
Oh, it's bear down. Yeah, no. The funniest part.
I literally got two words out. I'm like, you know, when I like my omelet with smokes, and before I even say the salmon part, he's like,
Well, for Bob to double down on it and to say that he's gone to breakfast with you and never seen you order a jalapeno.
That's because we've never ever gone to like a customizable omelet. First of all, I will say I don't order omelets very often to begin with. And if I do order an omelet, like at Factors, it's already, they have like pre-made Western omelet sauce. Just say, give me a Western omelet. But I have asked for jalapenos on the side for different dishes before because I love jalapenos.
You know what Joey D likes for breakfast? He likes like a Eggs Benedict. He'll do he'll do breakfast quesadillas at
Huevos Rancheros.
He loves Huevos Rancheros.
Or breakfast burritos. I love like those kind of like Mexican.
Yeah, I almost bore myself when I go out to breakfast and lunch for that matter. If I'm going out to lunch or breakfast, there's a 95% chance I'm ordering an omelet. Like literally 95% chance.
You know what I never order? I can't remember the last time I sat down for breakfast and ordered pancakes. I don't think I ever have.
Something about feeling so guilty after you eat pancakes. Like it's just like you're eating, you know, it's just a very guilt.
Rez ordered them in Jupiter, Bob. Remember you ordered that big
Did.
Blueberry pancakes are fucking
And then he
awesome.
Ordered biscuits on the side.
Oh, that's, yeah, man.
That's absurd. That might have never been done before.
Yeah, this is the same guy.
The side of biscuits?
The same guy that I got to stock my fridge with Fiji water so when he comes. That's the same guy.
That's crazy.
One in a million.
You know what's not a bad play? Because I'm with you, Mikey. I'm an omelet guy. But a play that I want to start making more on breakfast, and I vow to do so, is just a side of a pancake, just one pancake as a side. So you get that taste for the, you know what I mean?
Well, you could go and just order the short stack, and that's usually just two, typically.
Yeah, yes, Joe? That's great. Joe's got his hand up again.
I have a really, really good question. If you had like breakfast, like you're having eggs and bacon or whatever.
What kind of eggs?
I don't know.
It's an important question.
Sunny side up. I don't know.
Side up, I'm going to need some heavy toast artillery.
That's
there on
exactly
the side
what
to mop
I was
going to
say.
Yeah.
Do you do the toast or the pancake play? Because sometimes these places give toast or pancakes.
Personally, I need toast. I'm a toast guy and I'm a rye toast guy. Yes, yes, yes.
Bob, are you a pancake or a toast dude?
I would go toast. I'd be a little alarmed if they were offering up a pancake that easily. I'd rather have to really like pay for the side for it. I don't know.
Well, IHOP, I think they give the option of like toast or pancake.
I just don't want to mop up egg yolk with a pancake.
Yeah.
For some reason with bread, it doesn't bother me whatsoever. But for some reason, I feel like I would have a legitimate problem mopping up egg yolk with pancakes.
I've got a foolproof way of eating sunny side up eggs. Now, Mikey B, what you do is you cut around the circumference of the yolk, so it's just the little round cylindrical like yolk left, and then you just scoop that out and you just pop it in your mouth, and there's no yolk on your plate.
Yeah, but I like that. I don't mind piercing the amniotic sac of the egg and getting it on the toast. It doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me. I'm saying, but using a pancake to me seems that's off limits.
I'm on the same page.
All right, so if we got to do honorable mention, Bob, for the omelets, I would like to, if we could do, instead of doing an item, can we say what cheese we would get?
Yes.
What's our go-to cheese?
Sure.
Instead of honorable mention?
Sure. Well, let's just throw a quick honorable mention in just for the graphic and give me onions.
Okay.
I'll go
oppo and I'll go pepper because I didn't go pepper. I went on
Joey
D. So I'll go oppo.
I'll go scallions.
I love it.
They're different than onions, Bob.
Absolutely, 100%. 100%. And cheese, I would go. I like Swiss, but I think like gun to my head every day omelet order, it'd have to be cheddar. So I'm going to go cheddar cheese with the omelet.
Cheddar is the heady play, yeah.
What an episode out of Joey D today, man. I mean, this
five-star stuff.
He's just been firing today.
Raina's here.
Okay, well, you got to go get Raina. You got to go get
All right, so what cheese, Joe? Quick.
She wrote, we are here.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
Give me cheddar.
Cheddar.
All right, I'm going to go Swiss. Joey D's gonna go get Raina. Fellas, does it get any better than the Brotherly Dumb Show? Suiting up here with you boys week after week. It really is special. It really is fun. Folks, like, comment, subscribe on that YouTube. Keep the movement going. We are coming. New studio coming May 1st. LOL. See you next time. That's another edition. That's really a lot of fun.